Declaration for Nathaniel Flamister, NathanielFlamister. Date of birth 3/13/1972. Date of accident 12/27/2023. Date of services 11/18/2025. The patient has a chronic pains in the area of the right shoulder, left shoulder, neck, mid back, lower back, and associated with shooting pain to both arms, both legs, off and on, anteriorly and posteriorly, with motor weakness of both arms. And patient was initially involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian on 12/27/2025. When a car suddenly turned, provided a red light, and entered into a parking lot accidentally and hit his right side while he was coming out of a McDonald's, I believe. And the impact caused him loss of consciousness for 15 minutes. He was lying on the sidewalk, and the patient started having initially moderate headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, ringing in the ear, loss of concentration. And the patient underwent emergency room at Sinai Grace Hospital. And the patient already had a surgery to his lumbar spine in 2020, January 9th, at Henry Ford Hospital, while cervical spine surgery was done in 2017 at Mercy Lenz Medical Center. These were done secondary to a previous automobile accident in 2015, where he was rear-ended and was hit into by another car. He also underwent a surgery for right shoulder 2019 and spinal fusion of the lumbar and cervical spine. Patient has had all the symptoms continuing and more worsened than before. And he has received an extensive physical therapy since the beginning of 2024 and 2025. Patient incidentally had a frozen shoulder for the right side, which has been resolved. Patient is able to open the arm beyond 180 degrees now after extensive physical therapy. He has been provided with a conservative treatment. Patient has seen Dr. Redden, spine specialist of Michigan, and also orthopedic surgery for consideration of further surgical consultation. Patient chose not to have any spinal cord stimulation device installed for his various issues emanating in the spine. And no further surgical treatment are on the horizon between the patient and the spine specialist. We have done two epidural injections on 8/7/2024 and 11/20/2024. No cervical injections have been done. Three times he has had injections to the right shoulder and to the rotator cuff region. SI joint injections have not been done. Apparently the case is coming to a closer, and patient is advised to just continue physical therapy with yoga and heat treatment. Patient has been sent for laser treatment many times patient has not been very compliant, but he has done his physical therapy consistently for almost 2 years. And I believe at this time, the patient is now being requested to just discontinue the physical therapy and being placed for life duty job. Regarding the physical examination, please review the record, including the ADL for system review. Additional issues in the first half side using the compliance history. Physical examination was blood pressure of 119 over 82, pulse 70, pulse ox 100. Same exam from previous visits of 10-23-2025, dictation number 1026-009. And medications were provided to the patient, which include Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, quarantine inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, PRN. 60 tablets were provided, and Elavil 50 milligram PRN for, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and sleep. Xanax was provided 0.5 milligram for sleep and anxiety. Nurontin 600 milligram was provided for nerve pain and headaches, lidocaine for topical pain relief. The drugs were reviewed. We did not find the medication, but patient is on the PRN basis of medications at this time. We believe that at this time safely we can discharge this patient because there is no other treatment options are available at this time. Thank you. His previous drug screens have been reviewed and a new drug screen was obtained, and he'll be released to a light duty job. Thank you.